DevOps means caring about the code that I write, and all the way through from when I write it on my workstation through a pipeline that where some tests will run and where it ends up in production and I operate it. So it's not just chucking it over a series of walls or jumping through a series of hoops. I'm actually on the hook for it where the money is made in production. Culture is mandatory. Culture you need for DevOps to work. You have to have a team of people that are engaged in the product that they're shipping, in the business that they're running. If you don't have a healthy culture around the software that you're shipping, then people start behaving badly, start not caring about the code that they're shipping. It's somebody else's problem is one of the things that creeps in. That doesn't really work when you're trying to ship software at scale to the web, to a set of different disparate customers, at any sort of scale. That just doesn't work well. People are the most important thing. I would say the key business drivers for DevOps adoption are: do I want to remain competitive? It's the 21st century. Can I pivot? Can I change aspects of my system to take advantage of opportunities? Can I react quickly to problems to minimize their impact? If I can't do it, my competitors, whether they're large or small, that can do it, will leave me in the dust. Anecdotally, I'd say yes, but I haven't really operated in a non-Windows world to know. I find that DevOps in a Windows world, you have a very monoculture of the technology that you use. The people that tend to work in a Windows environment tend to look at Microsoft first, and then look at the rest of the world second. And so, for example, there are lots of advances in non-Microsoft platforms for things like monitoring and alerting and logging and doing this well that haven't crossed this chasm into the Microsoft platform world. Improving really quickly, but still some of the message doesn't really acknowledge that they're behind, and you can understand that they wouldn't want to. But they're not a microcosm of the world. They are part of the world if they're trying to say that they're doing DevOps. And so acknowledgement that some of the rest of the world has been doing this for maybe a while longer is, well, fair. How would Microsoft make it easier? I think getting away from recording documentation in videos, locking it away in videos, would make it easier to find, or at least providing transcripts so that content is searchable on the internet. That would be really useful. Perhaps providing some pre-canned maturity models for transitioning from not DevOps to DevOps on a number of different facets, you know, component health measurements with different scales to plug in, to plug and play, to apply to your own platform and your team. Or your team and then your platform, as the case may be. And I guess also embracing more, and they're doing this more, but more, the open source world, the cross-platform world. And rather than embrace and extend, just try extend. You know, don't try and own an open source project that is doing well, just contribute to it. Plus, in a video documentary or something like that, I don't know where to start watching. So it's going to be on in the background if I watch it at all. And so I will miss stuff. And so consequently, if I can't find exactly what I want, I'm probably not going to start watching the video at all. I guess you can't teach someone a new thing without educating on and coaching them. So I'd say that educating and coaching towards DevOps is necessary. If you don't know how to do it to begin with, if you don't know what good looks like, then it's a very hit and miss process to get there. If you've got a template to try and aim at, even if that's a sort of one fit size fits all or tries to fit all template, then that's probably better than just going be DevOps.